In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is quite touching to see Jesus weeping in today's Gospel. And it is good for us to look at our Lord and to consider his human nature, his emotions, and his feelings. It shows that to love the country is a virtue, and in our times of globalization, it is important to know that Jesus himself loved his country, loved the holy city of Jerusalem. It shows us also how much God loves us, and that he wants our eternal salvation. That is the goal of our life on this earth. The tears of Jesus are the visible proof, of course, of his humanity. Jesus is true man and true God, and also the tangible proof that God sincerely, deeply desires our salvation. And we have to cooperate with this plan of salvation. Our Lord Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. But what is Jerusalem? It is a city of peace, according to the etymology of the name Jerusalem. But Jerusalem denied her vocation and ignored the visitation of the Lord. On the tragic day of the Passover in the year 70 after Christ, Titus, the Roman ruler, began the siege of Jerusalem with four legions. And after 143 days, the city fell and the prophecy of our Lord was fulfilled. The historian Flavius Joseph reports that Titus said, and these words are very amazing because they were said by a pagan ruler, he said, "It is not I who have conquered Jerusalem, but God, in his wrath against his people, has made use of my arm." So when our Lord prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem, it was a moment of extreme sadness for him. Jerusalem and its temple represented to him the covenant of God with his chosen people. It was a symbol of God's favor for them. As God, Jesus, the destruction of Jerusalem would be the destruction of the city and the house in which he had dwelt for so many years. Yet, despite his tenderness, his pity for Jerusalem, Jesus knew that he would allow it to be completely destroyed, and that the prophetic words would be literally true. Not so much as one stone would be left standing on another stone. Everything would be scattered. And this is an important warning in the Gospel. God is merciful, compassionate, but he is also just. And I know nowadays it is more current to talk about God's mercy and to avoid to talk about God's justice. But there is God's mercy and there is also God's justice. Both of them are connected. And the price for rejecting Jesus Christ and looking for a worldly king to drive out the Romans, the price of that, the price of this ideology, was the destruction of this most precious city. In reality, the price was the destruction of a whole nation, the voiding of the covenant of God with his chosen people. And just as there was justice for the Jews as a nation, there is also justice for individuals, those who had made secular and commercial the worship of God were thrown out of the temple, beaten with a whip. Jerusalem is also the figure of our soul. Our soul is supposed to be a city of peace, the dwelling of our Lord, and the great lesson of today is simply to recognize the time the Lord visits us. He visits us through grace, essentially with sacrament, especially with Holy Communion. He enters the city of our soul with the Holy Eucharist. And it's important for us to be aware of that and to be always ready for his visitation. In one of his many sermons, Pope Saint Gregory the Great, who was a great preacher, reminds us that even though we have accepted the Catholic faith, there is a danger, a permanent danger, that the temple of our soul may become a figurative den of thieves, and that many of us could face the same destruction as Jerusalem, Gregory the Great said. God expects us to be a font of prayers and expects us, our soul, to be thirsting for the knowledge of him. He expects our will to conform to his will. And when we do our personal plans, it's a failure because God's plans are greater and much more real than our fake projects. He expects us to love our neighbor as he loves us and them. We must not make the mistake of the Jews who thought that God would always be sending his help and protection to them. The time of our visitation is now. Jesus has invited us to his kingdom through baptism. He gives us the opportunity to confess our sins and also to stand at the foot of his cross in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and to receive Holy Communion. What a divine gift! It is a big mistake to think that we always will have time for repentance, for conversion, before we die, under the illusion that we can be sure of having, you know, a priest beside us to hear our last-minute confession. The den of thieves label is appropriate for such a soul looking to steal salvation without having to do any of the things God expects of us. And as a nation too, we must remain faithful to Jesus Christ. It is obvious that America, the States, the United States of America, have received many favors from God. But just as that was taken away from the Jews, so it will be taken away from us if we reject, if we ignore the visitation of Christ, the kingdom of Christ. If our country refuses to conduct the public affairs in conformity with God's law, indeed, there is a direct correlation, like a consequence, between the decline of a civilization, the decline of a human society, and the decline in public morality. As the Apostle St. Paul says, God is faithful and he will not tempt us beyond our strength. But he does expect us to do our part. And this is a wonderful message of hope. All of us, without exception, we are called to work for the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.